The Mishnah Berurah in Simin Kuf Nun Vav, quoting the Magen Avraham, has a whole list of mitzvahs that the Shulchan Aruch just didn't include, halachas that somehow didn't make into the Shulchan Aruch, but nonetheless are quite important. So on that list, the Mishnah Berurah includes the Isser of Chanufa. What is Chanufa? Usually translated as flattery. So the source of this discussion, of this prohibition, is in a Mishnah Maseches Sota, Daf Mem Aleph Amud Beis. The Mishnah describes that Agrippa Samelech, who B'sach HaKol was a pretty good king, was reading the Torah at Hakel, and he got to the pasuk that says that that the king has to be from Am Yisrael. It can't be someone of foreign ancestry. And he did have someone. He had foreign blood. His father was not Jewish, and he started to cry. He really wasn't worthy to be the king. So the people said to him, "Don't worry, Agrippus. Achinu ata. You are our brother." So the Gemara comments that because they did this, and they violated this sort of Chanufa, that there was a decree of destruction upon the Jewish people. So then the Gemara continues to describe all the terrible things about this Midah of Chanufa. Question is, how exactly do we define this Isser? What is the nature of the Isser? And what is the scope of the Isser? Does it mean specifically defending a person who is doing an Aveir with regard to that particular action? Like in this case, when they basically essentially comforted Agrippus and told him that what he was doing was okay. So essentially you're supporting the continued violation of Averus, or is it something perhaps a little bit more broad? So there is a discussion of Rabbeinu Yonah and Shaarei Teshuva about Rabbeinu Yonah describes different levels of this prohibition of Chanufa, and he writes that not only is it aser to say that what you're doing is all right when you're doing an Avera, when the person's doing an Avera, he says it's even aser to speak publicly about a Baal Avera and to praise him, not for his Averas, even for the good things that he does. You cannot praise him. Why not? Because this puts this person on a pedestal. People are going to think he's a tzaddik. People are going to emulate his ways. He's going to have that much more of an impact and influence upon the community. So theoretically, viewing this very broadly, this can be a overarching issur. Would we say that it's always us there to talk, you know, positively about somebody without also mentioning their negative signs, so you don't think they're too big of a tzaddik? Where do you draw the line? But it's clear that Rabbeinu Yonah viewed as at least one of the elements of this issur, kind of a lifnei iver type of situation to build up a person and to present him as being greater than it really is. Rav Moshe Feinstein in Igros Moshe, or Chaim Chelik Beis Simin Nun Aleph, has a truth about the following case, that there's a community and there's a person who was not really religious. He was even intermarried, but he was a big supporter of the community. And he was a big doctor, he did a lot of chesed, and he was very insulted that the community really didn't give him any kavod whatsoever. So they were asking, are we allowed to give him any kavod? Can we give him psicha in shul? Can we, you know, ascribe some significance to the good things that he has done? And we're also concerned that he's going to stop doing those good things if we don't. And Rav Moshe has a long discussion there of the Isser of Chanufa. And he argues, based on Tosus and Natsukya and other sources, but he argues that the main Isser of Chanufa is related to Sheker and Ziyuf HaTorah, misrepresenting Torah. And he says the case over there in Maseches Sota is that they're comforting Agrippus and essentially supporting and encouraging him to continue doing something which is inappropriate. That is a misrepresentation of Torah. They're not saying it explicitly. They're not saying, no, the halacha is that it's okay, even though it's really not. But what they're saying can be interpreted, easily interpreted, as encouraging something which is opposed to the Torah. And that is the Isser of Chanufa. He says, the Isser does not include saying positive things about someone who deserves positive things. You say he's shkoyach, that you supported the community, this person supported the community. So that doesn't necessarily imply encouragement or rationalization of the bad things that he does. And it's not understood that way, and therefore there is no Isser of Chanufa. It seems that Rav Moshe is defining Chanufa differently than Rabbeinu Yonah, but would Rabbeinu Yonah necessarily disagree with Rav Moshe's psak? Would Rav Moshe necessarily disagree with Rabbeinu Yonah? I'm not sure. Maybe Rabbeinu Yonah is talking about a case where we're talking about the person as a whole. We're presenting a picture, a judgment of this person this person's standing in general. So we're saying he's so great, and we're giving only a one-sided picture. We're only talking about half the equation, and we're ignoring the other half. That presents a misleading picture of who this person is and what he represents. Rav Moshe is not talking about giving an assessment of the individual. He's talking about addressing specific deeds. And he's talking about, can you include him to give him psicha? That is not understood as defending or accepting his entire lifestyle, and therefore Rav Moshe was matir. In any event, it's important to note the severity of this prohibition, at the very least, not to say things to people which can be interpreted as justifying inappropriate behavior or averus, and perhaps as well not to put on a pedestal as great tzaddikim people who are not. At the same time, it can be tempered, and we certainly can recognize the contributions of people in certain areas, even if in other areas they are not necessarily religious role models.